Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Tom Dolan, and you are listening to Economically Speaking. It's been a little while since we've been on the podcast, and part of that is because we did have a busy 2024 year end, and we got off to a good start this year at the Babylon IDA in 2025. And part of it is just the kind of work we do and the year end reporting that we need to do. But we wanted to jump on because obviously, as we look at the economy, both here locally and what's going on across the globe, it's very important that we speak about these things and we see how this is going to impact us here on Long Island. Long Island's economy is valued at over $206 billion. But what's really driving growth in 2025? And how do challenges like affordability, artificial intelligence, and state policies factor in? And now, right, not just what the state is doing, but we're watching what the federal government is doing, right? That beautiful word, tariff. So we want to see what that is and the kind of impact that's going to have here locally. But I thought it would be a good idea to kind of look back before we look forward and just kind of look at how we finished 2024. You know, the U.S. economy ended 2024 on solid footing. It had strong job growth, stable inflation, and rising consumer spending, which were all positive indicators heading into 2025, despite a lot of what the public perception was and what was going on. We had steady economic growth. The U.S. economy expanded 2.8% in 2024, demonstrating steady momentum into the new year. We had strong consumer spending. Consumer spending surged 4.2% in the fourth quarter, the fastest pace since early 2023, driving economic expansion. The robust job market. U.S. added 256,000 jobs in December, with unemployment remaining low. And that was big, remaining low, 4.1%. And I think on Long Island here, we were below that. I think we were at like 3.9, if I'm not mistaken. And don't hold me to that, but I think that's where we were. But again, it signaled continued labor market strength, stable inflation. The GDP price index rose just 2.2% in the fourth quarter, suggesting inflation remained under control while the economy grew. So we're sitting here, it's March 2025, and it was 5 years ago, right? When that awful day happened in March of 2020, when the pandemic, when things were shut down. But what was funny is that we heard about for the next 4 years that we were going to go into a recession. I kept hearing that ugly word, recession, and we never got there. And I do believe, as much as people didn't like the additional stimulus that the government gave, the federal government, I think that was part of kept people working. Again, as we just indicated, yes, prices went up, right? Supply and demand, but when money is available, it was a hot economy and interest rates went up. Why? Because of a hot economy. All right, so now as we go into 2025, we have the first full month and the first jobs report under the new administration. Economists had projected that the economy would add 160,000 jobs in February, but the report shows that the number is about 9,000 lower than expected. So only 151,000 jobs were added. This also takes into account the 10,000 federal jobs that have been cut by the new administration. U.S.-based employers announced plans to slash 172,017 jobs in February, according to a report by Challenger Gray and Christmas. That's a 103% increase from a year ago, the highest February total since 2009. The stock market has been up and down. Uncertainty about tariffs, uncertainty about government spending and projects and things that we were talking about, right? The past administration is a different view as far as what's going on and what will happen. And we want to look at that and look again at how that will impact us here. You know, before I go any further, I want to remind everybody, you know, I'm putting things out. I am not an economist, okay? But this podcast is really for discussion purposes only and not intended for financial, legal, or professional advice. And I think that's important to say as we go through these numbers. But again, as we look at what's going on here and there's certain things that we've been following, one of the things we want to talk about continuously is the housing market and the trends with the housing market. Affordability remains a major challenge for residents and businesses trying to attract and retain workers. One of the things we're hearing about, expenses going up, you know, with all the storms, we had the fires out in California, you had the storms that hit Florida, North Carolina, we're going to pay for that. We're going to pay for it one way or another. And it's going to, I think it's going to add to the affordability crisis that we have with housing as people have to pay insurance premiums to protect their new investment. So we're going to watch that, and we're going to watch how that translates here on Long Island and here in the town of Babylon. You know, one of the things we looked at, Suffolk County, the median home price hit $680,000. That was up nearly 9% from a year ago. And I want to say that that excludes the Hamptons, because if you added that number in, I'm sure that number would go real high. But again, that's, you know, in some ways, if your home is your only investment, I guess that's a good thing. But if you're a new home buyer and you're looking to purchase a home, that could be pretty intimidating. And again, Long Island is an area where the cost of living is high, and we know that, right? We hear from local businesses all the time, though, that employees struggle to find housing, making workforce retention tougher. We actually hosted a business summit on this very topic last year, and we will continue to talk about this because this is a really, really, really important and really a major impact here on the island. What are local governments doing to help, right? We want to look at that. What role do economic development initiatives play in ensuring Long Island remains an attractive place to live and work? We will keep these questions in mind going forward as we look for solutions to this pressing issue. You know, it's reality. It's reality. And, you know, one of the things I just want to say, we talk about housing, and just to, before we get off on this and we move on, but people know that we need additional housing, yet there's a lot of pushback in a lot of communities here of that they don't want housing. And it's needed. It really is needed. And I'm not saying that communities can't come out and they can't have concerns and they can't voice their opinion of what they think. But I know that around the country, that the communities that have adopted or really looked at this initiative and accepted it are booming right now. There are areas that are booming, that are attracting young people, that are the places to be. And we really need to continue to work hard here to make sure that we continue to attract and retain the young people that we have here. And it's talent. There's a lot of talent here that we need to make sure that we keep here, right here on the island. Another key sector fueling growth was healthcare, energy, manufacturing. Small businesses continue to drive the local economy. Healthcare is one of the largest employers on Long Island, with demand for skilled working rising. Manufacturing and energy are evolving with new technologies. What incentives exist or should exist to attract businesses here? That's something we're going to be exploring. That is something else that we're paying great attention to, believe me. We also need to consider how Long Island can stay competitive with other regions, investing in similar industries. The retail and consumer spending, right? Small businesses are the backbone of our local economy, and the Babylon IDA works to empower them all with the resources we can in our role as the economic engine here for the town of Babylon. We had recently done, at the end of last year, we partnered with the town, our Deputy Supervisor Tony Martinez and Councilman Anthony Mineta, in an access to capital program, and it really was a lot of the Main Street communities that showed up and were very interested, and we were very happy to sponsor that and to give them the resources and the tools that they're going to need as they work through what is right now an uncertain economy, I would say. The New York Fed reports manufacturers are planning to raise prices by 5.4% this year. How will these days impact? How will these things impact small businesses and consumers, especially when considering larger economic factors facing us, whether local or federal? Again, a lot of uncertainty. You know, another thing is we want to talk about Governor Hochul's budget and its impact on local development. Key investments and opportunities, there were $50 million in funding for Suffolk County transportation projects. This could improve commuting and workforce accessibility, which is huge here on Long Island. You know, and how much of a difference will better public transit make in addressing workforce shortages? We had a project locally that where there was a third track, right, and reverse commuting. And we're going to check in on that and see what kind of impact that's having, because it was said that that would improve our local economy here, and we want to check back and we want to see. And we'll bring some guests in to discuss that in the coming months, weeks. Long Island often gets overshadowed by upstate projects in state budgets. What can local businesses and municipalities do to secure their share? So we'll be looking at that. What opportunities exist for Long Island and the state's broader economic plan? You know, there was, again, these are one of the things we talked about with wind. There was these wind projects that were going to be right off Long Island. And now with the federal government maybe putting a hold on that, and I know the state is still committed to this, but we're going to watch how that plays out. But the impact that that would have had here on Long Island was tremendous. So we're going to watch that and I think and see how that actually plays out. But federal layoffs mean experienced professionals are looking for jobs. Governor Hochul has shown interest in hiring them. But this also presents an opportunity for Long Island's local workforce. There's a lot of talent that's out there right now, and I think that's an important part, and maybe there are people that we can retain here, because one of the things we hear over and over here as far as economic developers and working closely with a lot of the businesses in the community is that they're always looking for talent. They're always looking for a workforce. So we're going to watch and see how that transitions here on Long Island. Also, the role of artificial intelligence on Long Island in the workplaces, AI and business growth. Long Island companies are investing in AI to boost productivity in industries like healthcare, finance, and manufacturing. Businesses see AI as a competitive advantage, but how quickly can workers adapt? So we're going to be watching that. I know that's a big, right? Every time you pick up the paper today or you turn on the TV or maybe on your computer where you're getting news, AI is a big part of what's happening. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're communicating with artificial intelligence. But we're going to watch that. How do we ensure AI works with employees rather than replacing them? Companies must also consider ethical concerns like data privacy and job displacement. These are all part of this automation that we're seeing. And yes, technology is a great thing, but it's important how it's rolled out and how that impacts jobs and futures and training. That's said here. If you can't guess, yes, I'm going solo today. Sometimes it's not easy, but here I am. Okay, so could artificial intelligence help make Long Island a more attractive destination for tech companies and startups? We're going to find out. Policymakers will need to set guidelines to ensure responsible AI adoption. What should those look like? Whether in terms of intellectual property or employment decisions. These are, again, things that we will be watching that we think are going to play a major, major role here in our local economy, and we want to see what kind of impact that has and the shifts that need to be made, maybe with the local universities as far as training and workforce development. The other national economic trends and their local impacts, inflation, interest rate, and federal policies, big. Rising interest rates have slowed home buying and increased borrowing costs for businesses. Inflation continues to impact consumer spending, and how are local businesses adapting? tariffs and trade policies are shifting constantly. What impact will this have on Long Island's industries? You know, in speaking to a business owner just the other day and sitting with them, they need clarity. And this back and forth, you know, we're sitting here today and the tariffs were going to start, then they stop, then they start. And I think really what the business community wants to know is what's the end game? What's the end game there? And, you know, if people can see, especially business owners and entrepreneurs, they're very good at adapting to things, but they need to know, give them the rules to the game and let them understand what the rules are. And I think we're going to see good things, but clarity. We need clarity. We don't need back and forth. One day this, one day that. So that's going to be big, and we're going to watch that, and we're going to continue to watch that impact here of what that means, not only to the businesses, the manufacturing community, but even to Main Street. Right? One of the things is we have a lot of restaurants. We have a lot of downtowns here in the town of Babylon. And, you know, again, inflation, tariffs, and the cost of goods, we're going to see what kind of impact that has. So then we look at the federal versus state policy. A little, I just talked about this a little bit ago when we were talking about energy. But the federal infrastructure funding could benefit Long Island, but securing those funds takes strong regional advocacy. Right now, the federal government seems to be focused on cuts rather than investments. How will that affect local businesses and economic development? These are all huge, right? Real big. And we are in a time where, you know, everyone talked about the economy, right? That was one of the biggest things, right, in 2024 in the election. And, you know, we understand that. But what's being done and what's the impact here? We need economic resilience. How can local governments and economic development agencies keep Long Island competitive despite national uncertainty? You know, that's one of the things we do here at the Babylon IDA, and we're very proud of the work we do in incentivizing some of the businesses that we have an opportunity to welcome here in the town and give them incentives to, you know, buckle down here, be here, and create opportunity for our neighbors right here in the town. Workforce development and local entrepreneurship will be key. Where should investment be focused? That's huge, right? So again, with clarity and understanding where we need to be and where we're moving, investments can be made. Because there are people that want to make investments, they want to grow. But again, clarity is going to be key with that. So in closing, I just want to say, I want to first of all thank you all for listening, if you had the opportunity to listen. We do want 2025 to be a better year. We're going to look to have guests on. We want you to please stay engaged with us. If you have any questions or an idea for an episode, we want to invite you to submit those questions, concerns, observations, what you would like to hear discussed here on the podcast. And you can go by visiting babylonida.org. That's babylonida.org. You could also subscribe to Economically Speaking wherever you get your podcast. And again, I want to thank you for listening today. There's a lot more to be discussed. We just touched on a couple of things. But I think right now the economy is front and center. I think every day you turn on your TV, you're looking at the stock market, what's happening there. You're looking at, again, we tariffs. Are we fighting with Canada or are we partnering with Canada and Mexico? There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and we want to see how this is going to impact us here locally. So I want to thank you all for listening. You've been listening to Economically Speaking. My name is Tom Dolan. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode of Economically Speaking podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes where you'll find all the relevant links.